Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rob Jolliffe. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Rob, talking about selling, one of my favorite topics.
Yep.
Rob, and by the way, Jolliffe.com is his website. All the books are there. His new book, which is coming out in the fall, Why People Don't Believe You, that's the title of the new book. You can go ahead and subscribe and sign up for a pre-order. Hey, Rob, we were talking about the spiel. I like the way you converted what some people call the salesperson spiel into something that a salesperson can actually benefit from, which is turning the spiel into the customer spiel. But at some point in time, all that has to get turned into a close. It has to turn into a sale. Help us make the transition from what the customer would call our spiel to becoming the customer spiel. Now let's make the transition from that into press hard, you're going through 7 carbons, the last copy is yours.
Bingo. Well, again, because I'm a former Zeroid like you, you know I'm going to answer that in a process as opposed to some sort of slogan. And that means I've always been a fan of a summary closed. And I like it. I actually don't like the title because it scares me that people are now going to transition with, well, so in summary. But if we just forget that crazy transition and actually just make sure that we've got the client that those benefits are, in fact, summarized. And it would sound something like this. Jim, wouldn't you agree with what we've talked about? You're really getting all the things you just told me you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jim's got one or two answers there, folks. He says, yep. And I don't think we need to say, hey, is there anything else? Okay. And now we're going to press hard. Or Jim's going to say no, which doesn't make my day. But you know what? At least our ego is not on the line. I'm not going to tell Jim he's wrong. I'm going to clarify and figure out why he just said that. But before we went to break, we talked about trial closes.
Yes,
if Jim has told me that he actually wants to fix the problem, that's what it's going to take to fix the problem, I can do that better than anyone else, he'll go for it. Why am I going to lose him on the close?
That's where the interim close, the trial close, folks, will mm-hmm. pay dividends. When the customer starts trying to crawfish on you, at near the end, when they start feeling a little bit of pressure, not that you're putting pressure on them, but it's time. You spend a lot of time. They've done a demo. You got a proposal. It's time to fish or cut bait. And now they're feeling a little pressure, and they start pushing back on you a little bit. Then something's going on, and you have to remind them, well, now, wait a minute. We've already covered this ground once before, and you agreed with me.
That's exactly right. We have to remember that clients fear change. Unless the client called you and is begging you for your product, and let's not call that a sale. Let's call that a really good order take. When you move someone over their fear of change, of course they're going to be a little bit resistant when we get to the close. But like you just said, Jim, if we've trialed along the way, easy trials, let's just make sure they want to fix it. Let's make sure we know what we're fixing it with. Let's make sure that there is a pre-commitment that in fact, if we do that, they're going to give us a realistic shot at working with them. Now where the old-timers told both of us, boys, the close is the easiest part of the sale, where I used to roll my eyes and go,
right.
Well, why? Now I understand it.
Exactly.
It really is. The work comes before the close.
Well,
but the close is easy if we do the work before.
That's mm-hmm. exactly right. And this is the thing I tell people is that of all the things that have changed in the digital age, in the 21st century, of the things that have changed, especially prospecting, some things have not changed and will never change, and that's the end of the sale. The closing process is as fundamental as cash flow. And this is, to me, Rob, this is where you get into the situation where when it's time to fish and cut bait, then those are the easy closes. Then you say, so John, looks like all we have to do is decide when you want to take delivery.
Absolutely. And now you're on more of a direct close. By the way, I don't have a problem with directs or alternate or assumptive. You know where I have a problem? When we're shaking somebody's hand.
I love the alternative close.
Yeah, we just don't want to lead with it. We got to earn the right to ask those questions.
That's right.
When
That's
we
right.
do, not hard.
Mm-hmm. As I said, we've already determined it's time to fish or cut bait. So, you know, at some point in time, the customer's probably over there thinking, okay, dude, when are you going to make your move? I got work to do here.
Yeah. And by the way, when we trial along the way, maybe we get to that second trial close where we say, are you committed to making a change? And they say, no. And I'm not even the decision maker.
Right.
Good. Glad you told me, because I was going to go, we've all done this, commit resources and time to a scenario that was never going to work. So you're doing me a favor if you tell me no earlier. But if you're telling me yes, 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 then the close is pretty easy.
Absolutely. Jolles.com, folks. JOLLES.com. Hey, Rob, good job today as always. Let's do 18 more years. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay. You bet. I hope we're still talking. But yes,
whatever.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Take care of yourself. I'll see you next time. Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.